In the beginning, the Mishnah has various mitzvahs that we started off in the beginning of the parak with, and the Mishnah says in the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Birchas Kohanim Ketad. What exactly is Birchas Kohanim? These are one of the lists on the list of things that has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. So the Mishnah explains Ketad B'Medina Omer Oseh Shlosh Brachos. In Medina, in Chutz Laretz, that is outside the Beis Hamikdash, really, they would say in three brachos. As we do, we have three brachas. We say Amen after each one, and as Rashi indicates, and with Mikdash, in the base of Mikdash, you'd say bracha achas. You'd say all the three psukim all in one shot, and only say one Amen afterwards. Well, then we actually don't say Amen in the base of Mikdash, but it'd be all one continuous bracha. Mikdash Omer Es Hashem Kichasvo. In the base of Mikdash, when the Kohen would say the Shem Hashem and the Birkas Kohanim, he'd say Shem Hashem, which means B'Yudhei. They'd say it the way it's written. In Medina Mekinah, they'd say Ba'alv Dalad, as we know. We say Alv Dalad Nun Yud, but in the Mikdash, you'd say Yud Hey. The Medina Kohanim Nosen Etzidem Kineged Kosveim, they raise their hands to the shoulder length, shoulder height. Uve Mikdash Al Gavei Roshem, they raise them above the head, Chutz Me Kohen Gadol, Sheinu Magbia Es Yado L'mal Min HaTzitz, except the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to raise his hands above the tzitz that he wore. Rashi explains the reason it is because she'ain magbia lamala min atzitz es hayadav mipnei she'ashem kasev alav. Since it says kodesh la'ashem on the tzitz, you can't raise your hands above the shem Hashem that's there. Now there's a discussion I saw in the back here whether or not it's ma'akev about lifting the hand. So that Gemara and Mishnah says notion is kapem, you lift the hand. Let's say a person is too old, he can't lift his hands, or some other perhaps injury that he's not able to lift his hand, is one allowed to anyways do Birkas Kohanim? So the Shvus Yaakov Paskin said it's not ma'akev. If one cannot lift his hand, he may say Birkas Kohanim, as opposed to the Yehuda Paskin and Abnezer Paskin that one cannot do Birkas Kohanim if he's not able to lift up his hands. And Abnezer talks about a situation, a person who doesn't have a hand, he's also not able to. Whatever he has left over, that's not good enough. You have to have your hands, dafka, being lifted above. Okay, now there's another discussion that when it says in the Medina that you only lift them up until the shoulder, does that mean you're not allowed to go above the shoulder? Or one's allowed to, just you don't need to. So that's a discussion they have here. The Ravid says that it's not usur in Chutz Laretz to outside the base of Mikdash, not also to lift the hands. He actually thinks it's better to raise your hands even higher, but there's no obligation to raise your hands higher. In the base of Mikdash, you have to raise your hands up to your head, other than Kohen Gadol. In Medina, we don't require you, but certainly it's better to emulate what they did in the base of Mikdash. And that's the opinion of the Ravid. The Ravid is found a lot of his halachas, and this discussion is found in Maseches Tamid. So the Ravid's Perish in Tamid, he says this. As opposed to the Or Zeruah, he says, no, it's not true. The Or Zeruah and Yireim says it's aser to lift the hands above the shoulder. And the reason being is because in the base of Mikdash, where the Shechina would be mamish shore on the hands of the Kohanim, so then you lift them up higher. But in Medina, since there's no Shechina being shore on them, then they shouldn't lift them higher up, to show there's a difference between what's being accomplished in the base of Mikdash versus what's being accomplished in outside the base of Mikdash. Okay.
Are we paskin if a Kohen has his arm in a sling? Or
right. Lemais Harry Paskin, it doesn't say from here. Let's see, maybe in the back here they point out halacha lemaisa. It seems to be a machlokas poskim. The question is, what's how we machria? It certainly comes up. I imagine kohanim do get injured also. So what's going to happen? In Eretz Yisrael, it's probably more common because they do birkas kohanim every single day. Let's see. Doesn't say here how we paskin. Not sure.
I know what to ask because his son is he likes to ride. He's a real surfer in California. He goes once a month, every summer for a month.
Uh-huh.
But he does his surf thing. What is it? A skateboard? He's on the skateboard a lot.
Uh-huh.
So he's in a cast like once a year.
Yeah, okay, let me know. It seems like you have certainly who to rely on either way you go. Sometimes you don't have a clear final bottom line. But let us know. Okay, the Mishnah continues to say now, according to Behuda, Behuda says, Af Kohen Gadol magbia yad of lemala min atzitz. He argues, no, even the Kohen Gadol can raise his hands and should raise his hands above the tzitz. Shenemar vayisa Aaron es yadav el ha'am vayivarchim. Aaron himself a Kohen Gadol, lifted his hands above and said the bracha. I guess he assumed that Aaron at the time was wearing the big day kuna. This seems like it's referring to the during the Shivas Yimei Beluim of the Mishkan. We're doing all the preparation, so l'chori he's wearing the big day kuna at the moment. Rabbi Huda, just it's important to keep in mind, Rabbi Huda's shita in general, throughout, what I've noticed at least, throughout Mishnayos, he always gives more more credit, more strength to Kohen Gadol. So here the Kohen Gadol is weak or strong, but he always has what to do with Kohen Gadol. So for example, the Mishnah Yuma talks about the difference between the Kohen Yom Kippur versus the rest of the year and the rest of the people. So everyone will walk up the Mizbeach in the center, but rather to the right side. Everyone walk up the right side of the ramp. And the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur to walk up the center, but only Yom Kippur. Comes on Rabbi Huda says, no, all year long the Kohen Gadol walks up the center. Now the machlok is what kli do they use to wash the hands? Gold versus silver. So they say the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur use a gold kli of some sort. And Rabbi Huda says, no, the Kohen Gadol all year long. So Rabbi Huda every single time always says the Kohen Gadol does is not just Yom Kippur, but he has the status of being a Kohen Gadol all year long. All the special things appear to him. Also the Mishnah, the second parak of Sanhedrin talks about the Kohen Gadol and Avelis. I forget exactly what he says. But take note, Rabbi Huda all over is always mentioning something unique about the Kohen Gadol. Here too also, Kohen Gadol has just as much. He's so great. He's not going to be defined by the tits. He goes above the tits because of this idea of his. It's just something I've noticed. Interesting. The Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, Ko Sivarchu, the Pasuk says in Naso, B'Lashon HaKodesh Ata Omer B'Ko, this way you should say the Bracha. Ata Omer B'Lashon Kodesh, you say, has to be said in Hebrew. O Einu Ela B'Chol Lashon, maybe it means any language that he knows. Nemar Kan Ko Sivarchu, Nemar Lahalan Elo Yamdu Levarche Sa'am, it says by the Har Eva Har Grizim. Ma Lahalan B'Lashon HaKodesh, Avkam B'Lashon HaKodesh. Through the Gzer Shava, we're told that it has to be said, the Birkat Kohanim has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Yehuda Omer Einot Tzarach. You don't need the pasuk. Kare Omer Ko Ad Shi Omer B'Lashon Hazeh. Ko means this, the way it appears. You don't need a Gzer Shavah. This is mamash what Ko means. Tani Idach. Another brisa says, Ko Sivarachu Bamida Ato Bamida. Ko Sivarachu. You have to say bracha while standing. Ato Omer Bamida. You stay while standing. O Einu Elo Afil B'Yishiva. Maybe when a person's sitting, he's allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. Ne'amar Kan Ko Sivarachu. Ne'amar Lalan Elu Yamdu. Levarach. Those stood to say bracha. Mala halan b'amida afkan b'amida through the gzer shava, we have that nesis kapayim is amida as well. Comes on Rabbi Nosson Omer Eino Tzarach, you don't need a pasuk to tell me a gzer shava to tell me that it's done b'amida, because Harei Omer it says l'shar so levarach b'shmo, you serve him and you say the bracha. The pasuk says this is referring to levarach, is referring to nesis kapayim. So the juxtaposition of Lasharso to Levarach tells me, Ma Mishrais Bamida, just like when a person serves Hashem, it's while standing. Afkan, Af Mivarach Bamida, so too when a person says a bracha, it's Bamida. And how do you know Mishrais Gufa Minol? And how do you know when serving Hashem has to be done while standing? Dichsir, the Pasuk says elsewhere, Lamo Lasharis, to stand to do the Avoda. So just like Lasharis is done while standing, so too the bracha of Birkas Kohanim is done while standing. Just looking at the side here for a second. Now the question is that there's a Tosfos here that talks about this. Maybe we'll get there. Maybe we'll wait on the Tosfos. It's the Magen Paskin, by the way, that only the Kohanim have to stand up, but the Tzibor is allowed to sit during the Birchas Kohanim. They just have to face the Kohanim in order to receive the Bracha, Panim El Panim, but they don't have to actually stand. But the Mishnah Berurah argues and says, he quotes from the Meiri and the Eshkol and others, that even the Tzibor has to stand as well, which is interesting. Why they would have to stand to receive the Bracha? They're not doing any Mishras here. I'm not sure the basis is of this. Okay. Either way, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says now, Tani Idach, another Brisa teaches us that Kosevarchu ben Nesias Kapayim Ata Omer. When it says Kosevarchu, that's referring to Nesias Kapayim, lifting the hands up. Birkas Kohanim, as we know it. Ben Nesias Kapayim, O Einu Ela ben Nesias Kapayim. Sorry, oh, you know, Ela Shalob Nesias Kapayim. Maybe it refers to not when doing Nesias Kapayim. What does that mean, we're not doing Minasis Kapayim? Means just stop saying without lifting your hands up, it sounds like. Maybe you don't require Minasis Kapayim at all. Just say the bracha. So, Nemar Khan Kozavarchu, Nemar Lahalan, Vayisa Aaron Es Yadav El Ha'am Vayivarchim. Aaron lifted his hand when he said the bracha, Malahalan Minasis Kapayim, Afkam Minasis Kapayim. So too has to be lifted as well. In terms of we're talking about hands for a second, so we know the Kohen have to hold both hands, they separate the way they separate it, and they do this whole thing. So what about when it comes to the Bir Lacha, talks about Birkas Kohanim, and one gives his child, the Banim, and he has such a custom to give the Bracha on Friday night. Some have a custom to do it Erev Yom Kippur. So can a person do model after what the Kohanim did as well? So some say it's Usser to do that, because it's an Isser for a Zar. A Zar is not allowed to give a Bracha of Birkas Kohanim, only Kohen is allowed to. So how are you allowed to give your children a bracha Friday nights and whatever else you might, and with using the psukim of Birkas Kohanim? So some therefore say that if you can't put both hands. Forget this, certainly we can't do, but you can't put both hands. Once you don't put both the hands on, you don't do a full Nisiz Kabayim, that's already considered mutter. The bracha goes through a number of different things. And others say, no, it's not true at all. When I give my son a bracha, my daughter a bracha, I don't plan on doing a mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. The issue of a czar, of a non-Kohen to do Birkas Kohanim, is if I have intention to do the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. I don't plan on doing that. I just want to give a bracha. So a number of interesting Ber Halachas, the first Ber Halacha, or one of the first Ber Halachas in the second Chelek of Mishnah Berurah, talks about this Indian of how one's allowed to give Birkas Kohanim. The Guru, I believe, was makbid not to use both hands. Okay. So then the Gemara says, so kashulei Rabbi Yonasan, so this is a kashya to Rabbi Yonasan, why? So, imal halan kohen gadol rosh chodesh ravo the sibur afkan kohen gadol rosh chodesh ravo the sibur. We're using the model of Aaron of lifting his hands up for Birkas Kohanim. So that's why we also, when we do Birkas Kohanim any other time during the year, we also lift the hands up. Well, if you have to make the gzer shava, do a full gzer shava. Aaron was only talking about a situation where the kohen gadol and it was rosh chodesh and it was doing the avodah sibur. Maybe only then do you require nesias kapayim. But other areas of a regular Birkas Kohanim during a regular weekday, or even on the other time that doesn't fit into these details, we're not requiring nesias kapayim. So therefore, comes like Rabbi Nosson says, Omer eino tzarech, you don't need this gzer shava from Aaron. Harehi Omer, the pasuk says, Hu uvanov kol yamim. And Aaron and him and his children call him all the days. So what does that mean? So Makish Banav Lo, there's a connection of his sons to himself. Mahun ben Nisiz Kabayim, just like he was Nisiz Kabayim, Af Banav ben Nisiz Kabayim, so too his children are Nisiz Kabayim. Uksiv Koyamim, all the days that they serve. Lav Dafka Rosh Chodesh, Lav Dafka Koyin Gadol, Lav Dafka Avodah Sibur. Any other day, they would do the same thing of Nisiz Kabayim. And then we have Iskish Bracha L'Sheris, and then to be a connection of bracha to sheiros. Why do you need the hekesh of bracha to sheiros? Says Rashi. So Rashi says iskesh bracha to sheiros kilomer afagav de b'hai kol abracha k'sivi. Even though the context of Aaron is not referring to the bracha. No, sorry, the context of hu vanav koyamim is not referring to bracha at all when it talks about the passing on to the generations. Still, el sheiros la'amad l'sharis b'shem Hashem hu vanav koyamim is talking about standing up when serving Hashem. We have the other hekish of iskish bracha v'sheris b'krachrina. Another pasuk connects the two. So what happens is that Aaron lifted his hands when he did the bracha. We have another pasuk that the hu vanav have to call yamim have to follow in his path when it comes to sheris, comes to serving Hashem. So through another connection of bracha v'sheris, so we have the sheris. Not only do they follow suit when it comes to serving Hashem, but they also are going to follow suit when it comes to the bracha birkas kohanim, and they need nesias kapayim as well. That's what we learn. That's the drasha.
Rashi said before. A couple of that you can't ask a kasha on a hekesh the way that you can on a zereshava. Because in other words, you could still ask the same thing. Why don't we say okay, it's dafker or shchoder shapul the sibor and the same thing?
So that therefore we prefer hekesh over zereshava since a hekesh is stands strong without any kashas. Okay, the Gemara now says vayter. That Tani Idach, another Brisa, teaches us that Kosev Archa is Bnei Yisrael. This is how you should bless Bnei Yisrael. B'Shem HaMefurash. B'Shem HaMefurash, one of Hashem's names, one of his special names. So Yachal, so one would think, Ata Omer B'Shem HaMefurash, you say the Shem HaMefurash. Oh, Eino Ella B'Kino, maybe it's some other nickname of Hashem, one of the other names. Tamil Omar says the Gemara, V'Shemo Eshmi. Samo Eshmi, place my name. Shmi HaMyuchali, my special name. Kichasva, the way it's written. That's how you're supposed to use it, and not one of the kinuim. I saw it and they discussed in the back here. When it comes to the Shema Meforesh during Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would say it, we know we say it during Tefillah, we all go down. Right? We do, we bend down when we hear the Kohen Gadol say it. So why not, when it comes to the Birkas Kohanim, is there no mention of bowing down when they hear the Shema Meforesh? So they explain that there's a difference between the appearance here versus the appearance there. Where'd that go? The nekudos that they would use were different. Even though the letters were the same, the nekudos were different. So the kudos given in a certain way with pronouncing Yom Kippur was a higher level kedusha than the way the letters were pronounced with the nekudos for the rest of, for Birkas Kohanim in general. And according to the Gvuras Ari, who quotes in the Rav Haigon, he says, no, the Shema, there are different types of Shema Meforeshes. The Shema Meforesh of the 42 letter that was used Yom Kippur, that's a higher level than the four-letter Shema Forish used for Birkas Kohanim. So whether it's a difference of Nekudos or a difference of which of the special names of Hashem was used, that explains the difference why we don't bend down or why we wouldn't bow down when we hear the name Meforish during Birkas Kohanim. Then the Gemara says, Yachlaf Begvulin, one might think even Begvulin outside the Beis HaMikdash, one should use the Shema Meforish. So, Af Begvulin Kein, Nemar Kan Vissamo Es Shemi, Nemar Lahalan Lasum Es Shemo. Shame. Malahalan Beis HaBechira, Afkan Beis HaBechira. There's another pasuk that talks about the Lashon of Shem Hashem that's only referring to in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, by Gzer Shava, Birkas Kohanim, the Shem as well, is only mentioned in Beis HaBechira in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yoshio Omer, Ein Yitzarach, you don't need the Gzer Shava. Because Arei Omer, the pasuk says, Bechol HaMakom Asher Azki Hashemi, Avo Lecha. In every place that I mention my name, I will come to you. So Bechol HaMakom Tzagadecha, any place Hashem's going to come, and the Mikra Zemesurasu, the pasuk is kind of out of order, and the way it should be read is Bechol Makom Asher Avo Lecha, any place I will come to you, Uvreachticha, and I will bless you, Shama Askeshmi, there I will mention my name. So Beheicha Avo Lecha, where will I come to you, Uvreachticha, and where will I come to you to give you bracha? Bebeis Abachira, Shama Askeshmi, Bebeis Abachira, there where I come to you, where I come to the Beis HaMikdash, to my home, that's where only you're supposed to mention my name, nowhere else, and that's the source of saying Hashem Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, not outside Beis HaMikdash. And there's no need for the Gezer Shava. Okay, if you look at this Tosos, Dibur Maskil Harei, Tosos says, Harei Hu Omer, B'chol Malkom Asher Avi Olech Avriachticha, any place where I go, I will give you a bracha. Hachi Tani B'sifrei, the Medrash tells us that B'chol Malkom Asher Ani Nigle Sham, Tihei Mask Yeshemi, wherever I'm revealed, there I will get a, I make a bracha, mention my name. That's the question of Gemara. You would really think any place, wherever I am, there's a mitzvah to say my name? There's my gilui shechina is anywhere in the world? Wherever I become revealed, so that's all pshat in the Gemara. That's what the Sifrei means. For that reason, Nimnu HaKohanim Levarach V'Shem HaMiuchad Mishmei Shimon HaTzadik Kedamina B'Perek Tarfi B'Kalpi. Shimon HaTzadik, he's a nifter, so he, they no longer say the bracha B'Shem. Why? The mentioning of Hashem's name is not an issue of the place, it's really an issue of the Gilui Hashem, the Gilui Shechina. That Gilui Shechina only takes place in the Beis HaMikdash and only during the right times when Shimon HaTzadik was alive. But when he's no longer alive, there's no Gilui Shechina even in the Beis HaBechira. And that's the pshat he says. V'nirlari, the Kohen sheberech Birkas Kohanim, b'yeshiva lo'asav lo'klum, a Kohen who sits down while doing Birkas Kohanim, it's ineffective, it doesn't work. Hol v'iskosh birach l'sheris, v'gari sheris, amar b'perek beiz nizvachim, the yoshim michal avoda. If a person sits down while doing the avoda is chilul, it doesn't work, it's completely desecrated. So too you have to say bracha again. It's a very important gemara here. Because what comes out of this gemara here, right now, if I had to ask you, there's a chakira, machlokas rishonim. How do I categorize Birkas Kohanim? Let's say if you were the Rambam, where would you place the halachas of Birkas Kohanim of the 14 svarim? That's my rebbe would always ask. Where would you categorize halachas? Hilchos Beis HaBechira. But where is it found?
Brachos.
Yeah, Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Tefila. It's not in Beis HaBechira. So the machlokas that's mentioned, the chakira that's mentioned is it a din in Avoda? Is it really a din in the Beis HaMikdash or is it really a din in Tefila and Bracha? So Rambam, who places this seemingly and places it in the Sefer Ava with bracha and tefillah, sounds like he categorizes a din and tefillah. As opposed to others, the Tosos here sounds like it's really categorized as a din and avoda. He takes it so far, yes, the Gemara connects Sheirus to bracha, but that could simply be Gzer Shavah. He takes it to the next level, that not only is it there's a hekesh, but just like Yoshev will be a psul and avoda, so too Yoshev will be a pasul of the Evid as well by Birkas Kohanim. There's another machloka that comes to mind. Everyone agrees that a shikr, maybe we should wait till we get there. We should finish the daf, I guess. All right. Hopefully I'll save it when we get there. Okay, let's go weiter then. The Gemara says now, two Y lines down, Tanya Idach, Kos Tavarchos B'nai Yisrael, this is how you should give the bracha to B'nai Yisrael. Ainli Ela B'nai Yisrael. I only know that the bracha, that B'nai Yisrael received the bracha. How do we know Gerim, Noshim, Vavadim, Shucharim, Ger, a woman, Eved, who's freed, who's now a full-fledged Jew after he's being freed, Minayin, how do I know they also get the bracha? Now, what's the kasha? Is the kasha that they receive a bracha? Or there's a chiv? Because there's no chiv to hear a bracha. There's a chiv to say the bracha. What's the shaila?
Must they also give the bracha to these people?
Must the kohanim give the bracha to them? Aha. Does the kohen have to give them a bracha? The Tamalomer and more lahem, lekulo, say to them. You're supposed to say to all of them that you should say to all people should receive the bracha. Tani idach, the Brisa says further now. Kos tavarchu panim kinek panim, like we said before, you have to be face to face. Even though the tzibur, according to some, could sit down during the receiving of the bracha, they have to at least be panim upanim. Ato me panim kinek panim, face to face. Oh, I know the panim kinek, or maybe they should have their back to them. Say to them, say how a person speaks. People speak face to face. That's exactly how the bracha should be given and received. Tani idach, the other brisa tells us that kosavarchu b'koram, say this out loud. Oh, einu ela b'lachash, maybe this really only means quietly. Tamalomer amur lehem, kaldim shomer lechaveru. It has to be audible to be said. So there is an interesting discussion here. That when it comes to birkas kohanim, is there a kind of a shomer ka'ona? They discuss, could Shomea Ka'ona work? If me, I'm a Kohen, let's say, can I listen to what my friend, the other Kohen, said? I'm going to listen, and Shomea Ka'ona, as if by hearing it, it's as if I'm saying this. Does that work for Birkas Kohanim? So the answer that they give, I don't remember who, Mesha Gazari, I don't remember exactly, that they say, Shomea Ka'ona only works so far as the actual speech. But any additional requirements, like for example, Koram, that has to be said out loud, that does not carry through. And therefore, since I need to have the din of Koram here, it's brought down here, I cannot be yotze the din of Shomea Ka'ona. Shemana Kohen is only on the Yotze as if I'm saying the words, but not with the added requirements necessary. I think that's what they say.
It's a
bit of Levi. Makes sense. Okay, Beis Levi. Chazanish, yeah, I didn't remember that. Beis Levi, I think you're right.
I think they have machlok over whether or not it's a din of.
Ah, there you go. Very good. Beis Levi and Chazanish, beautiful.
Okay. It's kind of a story of Mara Kohen who went to a certain island and saw a bunch of Kohanim. One person was saying it in a bunch of
Yeah, so it's from Italy, I think, or Shechta told me. Yeah, very good. Yeah, exactly, quote to the Reish Bikurim, quote to Minag of Italy, was one coin we do for everybody else, very good. And that's the Shiloh, whether it works. Okay. Fine. The Gemara says further now, Amar Abai says, Naktinan Lashnaim, Kare Kohanim, Velecha Eno Kare Kohanim. He says, when you know, right before the bracha, we say Kohanim. So that's only if there are two people standing there, do you say Kohanim. But if there's only one Kohen, you don't call Kohen. How do you know this? Shenemar, and more Lahem Lashayim. You call out to them, you call to the Kohen, do your job, say a bracha. But only if it's Lahem, only if there's multiple Kohanim. But if there's only one, then you would not call them out. Then the Gemara says, Amar Chizda, Daktinan Kohen, Kari Kohanim, Vein Yisrael, Kari Kohanim. A Kohen is one who has to call out Kohanim. But Yisrael does not call it out. Shenemar emor lahem. Say to them, Amira mishelahem. The Amira should come from them to hey. Should come from them. And Rashi says at the bottom of the page before you turn over, he says, Kohen kore kohanim im shaliach tzibra kohenu. If the one, the chazan, the kohen. Kore umazir as a mechaber. He warns his friend, haom dim lefam. Those who are standing in front of him, lahach sepanem, to turn their face around, ulvarach as Yisrael. Vim Yisrael who, Ain't a kari kohanim. If it's a Yisrael, then they do not. And how do we paskin? Says the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis. Now, you say v'hil chasak kavase de Abaye, v'les hil chasak kavase de Rav Chista. We paskin like Abaye. Abaye was one who says if there's two kohanim, we call kohanim. If there's only one, we don't. We don't paskin like Rav Chista. We say anybody's allowed to call out the kohanim, whether it be Yisrael or not. Warnow says, quotes in the Manakir, Simon Misave Levracha Duchen Bavoda Kos Makir Nena Beglam. I once saw somewhere whether or not if a person is making siyum, is there a requirement to say those words or even to read those words as a mnemonic? Is that part of the being mashlim masechta? Don't remember what the answer was. I don't remember where I saw this, but the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, min ayin shekadosh baruch hu misave lebrichas kohanim." How do we know that Hashem really desires very much the bracha of the kohanim? Mishne Amar, "V'samo Hashmi al bnei Yisrael," place my name on Yisrael, "v'ani avarchem," then I will say a bracha. So how do we know this is a lashon of a misave? So Rashi says, "V'samo Hashmi," place my name, "tala kasev hadavar behen." It's not being done for the purpose, for the benefit of Israel. It's done be the purpose of Hashem. So Hashem, could I say bracha, he says. So he does it because he wants to give them a bracha. It's for his own taiva, if you will, which is an interesting way to describe Hashem. Furthermore, Amir B'Shub Levi, call Kohen Shemavarech Misbarech, any Kohen who gives a bracha, he himself gets blessed. V'sheinim Mavarech, those who don't give a bracha, Einim Misbarech will not be blessed. Shenemar V'Avarecha Mavarechecha, I will bless those who bless. That's the bracha we said to Avraham Avinu. So those who bless, the Kohanim, will get blessed themselves. Furthermore, Amir B'Shub Levi, call Kohen Sheino Olo L'Duchen, any Kohen who does not go onto the Duchen, onto the stand, the platform, over B'Shlosh Asei, he violates three different mitzvahs Asei, Kosevarechu, go and make a bracha, that's one Asei. And will the Hem say to them, that's violation two. And Sama Shmi, place my name, that's violation three. Three assays. Rav Amar Choshin Shema Ben Grusho Ben Chalutzu. Well, not only that, if a person doesn't go up, forget the fact that he violates three assays, we actually Choshin, maybe he's a Ben Grusha, and he's not Kohen at all. O Ben Grusho Ben Chalutzu. Who? And where's the Lo Pligi? This is not a Machlokes. How the Salik Baprakim? How do Lo Salik Baprakim? No. If a guy never goes up, so then there's a chashash that he's not a Kohen, he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. If he doesn't go from time to time, but he does go from here and there, so then we know he's a Kohen, just whenever he misses it, he violates three assays. And Prakim here means not just the random times. Rashi says Prakim means Chagim and Muadim. If the guy goes up on Chagim and Muadim, but doesn't go the rest of the year, so then we know he's a Kohen. He just misses out the opportunity to say every single day. He violates three assays. If he doesn't even go on the Chag and Moadim, then it doesn't work. Now, what's the difference between a Chag and a Moed? Sounds like they're the same word.
Maybe Chol Moed, Chagim are the Yom Tovim, the Moadim are the Yom are Chol Moed.
Maybe. Maybe that's a shot. I'm running out of time here. Stuff is too juicy for me to run through it, though. Doesn't mention anything here. Maybe that's what you're referring to. Chagim and Yantif is Chol Moed.
Radal says to look at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Gavi, Lassadr, Tfilosa. On this Rashi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you let me know when you look it up. Okay, Vayita, the Gemara says, Amr Mishub and Levi, call Kohen Sheino Ola Bavoda, Sheino Ola. Any Kohen who does not go to do the Avoda, Rashi says, what does that mean? Sheino Ola Bavoda, Kodam Shi Saim Shliach Tzibur Ritzei, Tzarech La'alos Hal Duchen. As we know, they always pause. If they're going out to wash hands during Musaf, so then they always wait for the Kohen to go. It's usually Rosh Hashanah, they have to wait for the last Tekiya. So trying to time it sometimes gets difficult. So if he gets to ready, finishes Ritzei, which is Avoda, and the Kohen's not up on the Duchen, he's not allowed to go up anymore for that day at least. Shenemar Vaisa Aaron es Yodav al Ha'am Vaivarchim Vayirid Ma'asos Hachadas Va'ola Vashamim Al-Hal and Bavoda Afkan Bavoda. Just like there, the Bracha was right before the Avoda, so to the at least the walking up to the Duchen has to be right before the Avoda. So then the Gemara says, Aini, is that really true? Vaha Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Salku. Didn't they go up, even though it was after the Voda? Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Mekar have akri karayu, mi mate, lo havi mate, hasam. No, they already left their place in the where they're davening, so they started the way up. As long as you start your ascent towards the Duchen, that's okay, even though you haven't arrived there just yet. Uchatani, Rabbi Yoshaya, lo shano elo shalo akras raglav. The whole halacha is if he hasn't left, if he's staying stationed in his place. And then he finishes Ritzei, and he's up to Modim, there, right before Modim, I guess, that's when we do the Bracha. So then, he's not able to do this anymore. Aval, Okres, Raglo, Ola. But if he already started to move, even though he's really far from the Duchen, he's allowed to continue to walk up, even though they've completed Ritzeh. The Tanami, the Mishnah tells us that also the Himtachto Shinosa's Kappa, the Chozo the Trilaso, Rashai. If he promises to finish it, then we're able to allow him to go. So this is referring to the Chazan in particular. Is that the discussion about the Chazan?
Chazan's a coin.
That's what the Mishnah Brachos here is talking about. If the Chazan's a coin, we don't let him to the Bracha unless he promises he's going to go back and finish the Shemone Esrei. Then he's allowed to Duchen. But Vinimba. So there is, even if he only moved a little bit, that's enough for him to be part of the Birkas Kohanim. Right, the Chazan's not going up to the Duchen, he has to stay in place. So it means he does like a little shift of his body. And that's enough to be considered part of it. So too, the guy who's in the back row, who shifts his body a little bit, is also considered as part of the group of Kohanim, even though he's ultimately going to walk up to the Duchen. Then the Gemara quotes another statement from Rabbi Shimon Levi, Ein nosin kosher bracha levarach elo tov ayin. You only give the person to say the bracha of benching to the person who has a tov ayin, who has a nice, who looks at things nicely. Rashi says, Sonei betu, who hates bribes and hates money, likes to give money. That's a person who has a nice eye, and you give him to give the bracha when it comes to the birchas hareach and birchas hamazon. Shenemar, tov ayin hu yivarech. The one with a nice eye, he's the one who should say the bracha. Ki nasa melach maladal, he gives a bracha to the dal. So al tikri yivurach, doesn't say that he's blessed, rather ela yivarech, he should give the blessing. Okay, this is just a random statement about Rabbi Shimon Levi related somewhat to bracha, but not Birkas Kohanim per se. Rabbi Shimon Levi further, Menayin Shefilu Ofos Makirin Betzariyai, and how do we know birds, even birds recognize people who are stingy? Shenemar Ki Chinam Mizura Hareshes Beinei Kol Bal Kanaf. So how do we touch this pasuk? So Rashi says, Ki Chinam Mizura Hareshes Leel Minei, above this, it says, Mishtai Betzariyai Nerva Lodam, is referring to those who are stingy. And right after that it says, The pasuk describing birds, so these people are in the eyes of all the balkanif, all the birds recognize those who are tzari ayin. Another statement in the name of Yeshua Levi, he says, "Call nana mitzari ayin. Anyone who gets hanaf from those who are stingy over balav, he violates a lav. The guy doesn't really want to give you any food, but you ask for it anyways. You get hanaf. He offers you food, but you know he really doesn't mean it. Such a person violates a lav. Shenemar al tilachem es lechem ra." Don't partake in evil bread, if you will. Ayin v'lechem ra ayin. A person who's an ayin ra, don't partake in his lechem. Ki kemo sar benafsho, kenu achal v'shasa yom lach. Right, even though he says to you, achal v'shasa, he says to you, it's not really what he means. You have to understand what his real intentions are, and that's not what he means. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer over b'shnei lavim, there are two lavim that a person violates who benefits from a tzari ayin. Al talachim, the pasuk says, v'al tesavu, two psukim that describe not to eat and not to get in here. Now, furthermore, another statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi, ein egla rufa ba el b'shvil tzari ayin. The only reason why egla rufa comes about is because the person who was stingy, who didn't take care of guests, shenemar v'anu v'amru yadenu lo shafchu asadam hazeh. So the basement has to go out and say, "We didn't. It's not our fault. We didn't spill our blood. This person's blood. We didn't do anything wrong." Was there having to think that a Bezdin was really a murderer? That they had to say that we weren't the ones who murdered him? We didn't see him and just let him go off. He didn't come to us and we didn't just like leave him alone. We didn't let him go off without any bread. If he came to us, we would have given him the bread. We never saw this person. We didn't see him and just left him alone below Levi. We did not escort him, meaning we didn't see the person. But had we seen him, we would have given food. We would have escorted him out to the next place. So that's what's going on here. So even though, so what comes out here is that Egerufa comes about because a person didn't give the proper attention, the proper food, because they were stingy. That's why Egerufa comes about. And that was their, that was something that wrong they may have done. Amar Rabbi Zera now, Lachem. Amar Simlai, Beis HaKnesses Shekula Kohanim. That's a shul that's full of only Kohanim. Kulan Olun Leduchen. they all go out up to say the bracha. Now the entire tea was empty. Now they're all standing on the platform. So lima varchin, who are they saying a bracha to? You have to have a niskabel, someone receiving the bracha. Some rabbis say lachem shibasados to their brethren that are out in the fields who are not able to come to shul that morning, they're busy working early in the morning. So those are the ones who are receiving the bracha, even though they're not there. But how could that work? V'eini, does that really work? V'hatani abat b'rei the rabbi minyan barchia am she'acharei ha'kohanim einim b'chal bracha. Those who are behind the kohanim don't work. I would add further, those who are not panim k'neged panim, which is the same idea, not face to face, don't work. So that's why when it comes to those who are on the side of the kohanim, in some of the shul, at least here they have on the side there, they have to come in front of the kohanim. You don't have to be directly in front of them, but you have to be in that line. You draw a line horizontally with the shul. You have to be behind that line or in front of the line. But if you're behind the kohanim on the side of them, you're not going to be b'chal bracha. So how could the people who are out in the fields who are behind the kohanim be receiving a bracha? So the Gemara says, Lo kasha ha b'danisi ha d'lo anisi. In a situation where a person is ones, so then he's going to get the bracha no matter where he is. A person who's not ones is just being lazy and sitting on the side and behind the kohanim, and he's the person who won't get the bracha. That being the case, a person has a difficulty walking, he's in a wheelchair, and he happens to be behind the kohanim, seemingly he shouldn't have to be obligated to move out of the way. He would be considered, I would imagine, ones if it's too difficult for him to go back and forth so many times. V'hatani Rav Simi mi birta de shichuri beis knesses, this certain shul, shekula kohanim, miktasin olin, miktasin onim, amen. Some of them went to do duchen, others stayed in the audience, in the tzibur, to say amen. Why didn't they all just go up to duchen and have in mind those who were in the sados? So hadi ishtar be'asara, hadol ishtar be'asara. Depends if they're remaining 10 or not remaining 10. Meaning what? So Rashi says, the last few lines up, ishtar be'asara, miktasin olin leduchen, v'asara onin, amen. Lo Ashayer, Beasara Lo Kash of the Racha, Lukudai, Lhilkakul and Olin Lemvarchan Lachem Shibasados. So a situation where they're going to be remaining 10 people in the tzibur, so then you have some stay up and some not. But let's say you're not going to have it. Let's say you have exactly 10 kohanim. So once one coin goes up, you don't have 10 people in the tzibur anymore, so there's no point in leaving the other 9 there. So let all 10 go up and say the bracha, and that's when you have in mind the Achaim Shibasados. But if you have 11 kohanim or more, have one coin go up, and then the other 10 remain in the tzibur. Okay, it's 7:40, so maybe let's stop here then. Tomorrow's a shorter daf anyways. Okay. Have a wonderful day. I love this stuff.